You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WAUK Daily News Roundup for the Shaw, 101.1 FM and 540 AM in Waukesha.
For 540 WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. According to a report at UrbanMilwaukee.com, the federal government has confirmed plans to establish a new ICE field office on Milwaukee's northwest side. Paperwork recently filed shows the federal government plans on bypassing local zoning regulations to move their downtown offices. The lease at that location is expiring. The move, according to Urban Milwaukee, has been in the works since spring of 2023. Despite opposition from local officials, the federal government can override local regulations, which leaves the city with limited options to stop the project. On the bright side, it might be near 40 on Sunday. Although today is a little chillier than yesterday, a relative warm-up is coming. The cold weather advisory is still active with wind chills hitting as low as 29 below. Warming centers are still running in southeastern Wisconsin. You can call 211 to find the nearest near you. By Sundays, temperatures could almost pop into the 40s. We'll have the latest coming up in the forecast. After a record-setting year for school referendums last year, there are a dozen more on tap for this spring. A few of them are around here and are happening today. With more, here's Civic Media's Jimmy Cuska.
Today, voters in five school districts in Wisconsin will decide whether their public school can exceed local tax levies to pay for teachers, courses, security updates, and building upgrades. Kenosha, Waterford Union, Northland Pines, Tomahawk, and Mauston school district voters will see ballot measures for the spring primary. Of those five, Kenosha's comes with the largest price tag at $115 million. Meanwhile, Mauston school district officials said that if their referendum fails, they could dissolve as a district 2 years from now.
To see your ballot and where you can vote, check out myvote.com. WI.gov. And that's news on 540 WAUK. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WAUKradio.com.
It's the Badgers in Illinois. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Tonight at the Kohl's Center, it's Wisconsin against the Fighting Illini. Now, the last time these two teams met, Illinois won 86-80. The Badgers now ranked 11th in the nation. Head basketball coach Greg Gard on tonight's game.
Yeah, I think we're better on both ends of the floor. But obviously a really good team, a lot of talent. You know, when they're playing well, they're really, really good. So it's going to be a challenge for us and a good measuring stick to see where we have come from early December.
Number 16th ranked Marquette at home tonight in Milwaukee against Seton Hall. Baseball in Arizona. Brewers manager Pat Murphy asked about 22-year-old Jefferson Cairo coming back from surgery, and Murph is excited about the young catcher's future.
He's the right kid. He's got the right makeup, the right approach to the game. Been coached well, parented well, because that dude's special. Just mark it down. When I'm around a great one, and I can smell it. He smells like he's going to be a great one.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Sometimes Marvel movies are review-proof, such is the case with Captain America: Brave New World, which was number one at the box office this past weekend. Despite mediocre reviews, the franchise flick pulled in $192 million at the worldwide box office to lead the way. Theater owners in the U.S. were particularly happy, as the fourth Captain America film brought in about $100 million domestically. Not bad for February. The other big film opening this weekend was Paddington in Peru. The third installment in the popular Paddington franchise finished in second place, bringing in $13 million at the box office. Paddington will probably find a bigger audience when it goes to streaming and VOD. Sony Pictures' Heart Eyes took in about $10 million in its second weekend to finish in third place, and it was Mufasa the Lion King holding steady in fifth place during its ninth week of release with $4.2 million. Starting to think I'm the only person that hasn't seen this movie. The British Oscars, also known as the BAFTAs, which stands for British Academy of TV and Film Awards, aired Sunday night, and the show's award winners will only keep people guessing who will take home Oscars as we get closer to the Academy Awards. Conclave took home Best Picture, which surprised critics as it hadn't really won much on other award shows. Variety reports that Conclave beat out The Brutalist and Anora, which had recently been gaining momentum after winning the Critics' Choice Awards, Directors Guild, and Producers Guild Awards. Members of the Hollywood Press say this will give Conclave momentum heading up to the Oscars on March 2nd, as there is quite a bit of crossover between BAFTA and Oscar voters. Taking home the Best Actor at the BAFTAs was Adrian Brody for his performance in The Brutalist, Mikey Madison won Best Actress for Anora, and in the Best Supporting categories, it was Zoe Saldana winning for her performance in Amelia Perez, and Kieran Culkin surprising people by winning for his performance in A Real Pain. The much-talked-about Saturday Night Live 50th Anniversary special is in the books, and it didn't disappoint. That is if my social media acquaintances weren't lying. Paul Simon and Sabrina Carpenter opened the show with a duet, singing Simon's Homeward Bound, which was followed by Steve Martin, who did the opening monologue. Martin has been one of the most frequent hosts and a staple on the show for the last 50 years. Some of the most talked about moments of the broadcast included performances by Miley Cyrus, a moving tribute by Aubrey Plaza to her husband, who took his own life recently, and a song from Adam Sandler in his crazy Adam Sandler voice that paid tribute to the show's history. The audience seemed to enjoy the live sketches, though, the most, and all the fun cameos from past cast members and hosts. My personal favorite joke was during Black Jeopardy when Kenan Thompson said, "Welcome to Black Jeopardy, the only game show where every contestant understood Kendrick Lamar's halftime performance." If you missed the broadcast, you can check it out on Peacock. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Waba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Keeping it cold today with plenty of sunshine, highs near 9 above, wind chill values between 15 below and 25 below. For tonight, partly cloudy with lows near zero, wind chills down to 15 below. A little milder on Wednesday with a high near 15. Right now, it's 9 below.
That's your WAUK Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at waukradio.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.